Hello everyone, this is your food for thought. September is Food Safety Awareness Month, and we want you to prep yourself. If you are using meal kits, if you're ordering groceries online, we want to make sure that you're doing so safely. So whether you're using meal kits, restaurant delivery, or grocery delivery, home food delivery gives us great food options. With so many more ways to bring food into our homes, our role in keeping great food safe has never been more important. So before ordering, take steps that will ensure the food you want to enjoy stays safe. Ask questions. Understand the delivery company's safety standards and how they respond if food is delivered at an unsafe temperature or appears to have been tampered with. Arrange for delivery when someone is at home so food can be refrigerated or stored quickly, instead of being left outside until someone is home. And find a safe space for delivery if no one will be at home when the food arrives. This space should be cool, shaded, and secure from pests and rodents. Make sure that you include that location in your order. If you are ordering food from a grocery store and you are picking it up and they're bringing it out to your car, make sure that the grocery store is your last stop, so that as soon as you get that food, you are going immediately home and not running all of these other errands. There are three simple steps that you can take to fulfill your role in making sure that you help keep your food safe. Number one, wash your counters. Clean your surfaces with hot, soapy water. That can reduce the spread of harmful bacteria in your kitchen. You cannot taste, see, or smell the bacteria that causes food poisoning. These germs can make you sick if they are ingested, and they can spread through contact with surfaces, utensils, and food. Number two, wash your hands. Washing your hands is one of the most effective ways to prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands with warm water and soap for at least 20 seconds before and after handling food, and after using the bathroom, touching your phone, handling pets, whatever it may be. If soap and water are not available, then you can use an alcohol-based sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. But again, your hand sanitizers are supposed to be used as a secondary method of hand washing. So after you wash your hands, you can use hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer is good if you don't have access to water and soap, but we don't want you using hand sanitizer in place of washing your hands unless absolutely necessary. Number three, cook, serve, or save. When food is delivered, serve ready-to-eat foods immediately. Cook your raw foods you're ready to prepare now, and properly store foods you plan to eat later. You want to refrigerate or freeze any raw meat, poultry, eggs, cooked food, or cut fresh fruits or vegetables that arrive in your grocery order within 2 hours. Food is safely cooked when it reaches a high enough internal temperature to kill the harmful bacteria that causes foodborne illness. That's the only way to know if your food is cooked safely. It's not the color the juices run, or if you touch it and it springs back. You need to use a food thermometer in order to measure the internal temperature of those cooked foods. Cooking it to a high enough temperature is what's going to kill the bacteria or pathogens. Now, if you do experience issues, it's important to remember to try to protect our health and the health of those we love. And one of the ways that we can do that is reporting illness due to foods. It's a critical part of keeping food safe for everyone. Because if you get a foodborne illness, it could be that it was something the company did wrong and many people are experiencing it. But the only way we're going to be able to track down that source of the foodborne illness is you report it. So notify the company if you suspect any tampering or that perishable food was left out too long. Don't eat the food or even taste it to see if it's safe. If you or a family member experience symptoms of a serious foodborne illness, seek medical attention and contact the local environmental health department and the local health inspector. Again, if you need more information on food safety or other topics about food and nutrition or overall health and wellness, you can contact your local Extension office and find us on social media at Person Granville FCS. This is Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.